Are moral boundaries our flexible friend? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan. I'm John Gager. Alec, Christians don't believe we have the right to mold our morality until it fits whatever feels comfortable.
No, John, but it's a popular idea in the popular culture.
Sure is.
And who wouldn't want to establish their own moral boundaries? However, it gets difficult to know where to draw the lines.
Okay, how about a time out here for a little role play? We ought to leave other people alone to establish their own moral boundaries.
But you don't support the right for people to abuse others.
No, I mean, you can do what you want as long as you don't hurt anyone.
So if your behavior hurts someone's feelings, you're going to stop?
No, I mean, you can do what you want as long as you don't physically hurt someone else.
Well, I think physical hurt is more damaging than emotional hurt.
Okay, at the end of the day, you just need to look around to see what's acceptable, because morality is evolving.
Think of the disasters that occurred by people falling into line with what everyone else was doing. And simply assuming morality today is better than yesterday is just chronological snobbery. Morality can't be anchored in the individual, the culture, a period in history, or the majority. It must be fixed in something above and beyond us that applies to all of us. Otherwise, there is no way things ought to be. But we do know some things ought to be. We do know some things ought not to be. Mm-hmm. Moral boundaries, they're not our flexible friend. And the Christian worldview makes sense of this by grounding absolute morality in the character of God.
Christian apologist Alec McClellan with Reason Why, Ultimate Truth for Ordinary People. Alec has written the book, A Jigsaw Guide to Making Sense of the World. He travels the globe helping us understand issues of apologetics. More at reasonwhy.org, reasonwhy.org.